Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. This is going to be the last post in the productivity series for a while. So this is productivity podcast number 10. And this is about how I plan my year three times a year. So I actually have a new year three different times a year. And I used to think that this was because I was a school teacher. And then I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm a mom. But the more I've talked to people who don't even have children and work 9 to 5 in a corporate job, once I explain the system to them, they're like, oh yeah, I do that too. I didn't realize I do that too. So I actually plan my year three times every year. And I'm going to explain to you what these three seasons are, how I go through planning, what are the biggest things that I usually have as home goals during that time, and how I transition in and out. So as you know, I'm very analytical, and I'm always trying to figure out how and why I do things, because I'm a naturally organized, productive person. And now that my home is organized, all of that natural, analytical, organized, productive person is like on steroids. And I have this awesome friend, and she's always saying, why do you do it that way? She's always asking me how and why I do things, and I just do them. So having her as one of my really good friends helped me look at what I do and then break it down and share it with you. And one of the things I realize is I have three New Year's each year. So we're coming up upon the most traditional New Year, which is January 1st. Around the world, everybody will switch over to 2017 and they will plan their goals. This is actually the smallest planning time I have in the year. So I'm going to start with my biggest planning time. In July, when we go away to the beach each year, I start planning for my next 12 months. And my biggest New Year is Labor Day, or the couple weeks before, like that end of August, beginning of Labor Day time. And I always thought that was because I was a school teacher and I was planning lessons for the school year, or because I was a mom and I was trying to get kids ready for the school year. And there is definitely some to that. But there's also the natural change of season that's going to come, the upcoming holidays, and the structure that naturally comes after Labor Day. So even if you do not have children and you work 9 to 5, you will agree with me that there is a different feel in that office in the summer than there is in the fall, right? And not only that, it takes you longer to get to work because in the summer, nobody's driving in the morning. And so you can get to work super fast. And as soon as the schools get back in session, you're stuck behind school buses and traffic jams and all of those things. The days are longer in the summer, so there's just so much more time that you have, and it's just more laid back. You spend a lot more time outside, grilling out, hanging out with family and friends. But when fall starts, the clock is ticking to the holidays, and there's just a natural desire to get back into that structured, ordered time. So in September, I set 9 to 10 month business goals to accomplish between Labor Day and Memorial Day. I also set some typical family goals, and those are always in the area of organizing my kitchen because of the upcoming cooking that needs to be done, organizing the family room because if you do have children, they've gone off to school. This is the best time to declutter toys. Number one, because they're going to get more at the holidays, and number two, because if they are school age, they won't really play with these toys until next summer, if ever again. And I always organize our food. This is the time seasonally you eat different foods. So in the fall, we eat different foods than we do in the summer. And so I clear out some of those summer foods, donate those to the food pantry, and then stock our house for all of our winter favorites. This is also the best time to set your schedule, your calendars, and your structure. What I love is when you go to the office supply stores in August, you're able now to buy calendars that will have the rest of this year and the entire next year. And they do that for people who are in high school and college or teachers. But I think for everyone to be able to plan your entire year from September to September is really helpful. Now, if you have kids, this definitely comes into play because, like, For example, this year I have a freshman and a junior, but I'm already thinking about next year when I'm going to have a sophomore and a junior. Sophomores get their class ring, and seniors, there's just a whole bunch of stuff I don't even know what's coming for senior year that I'm going to need to do. So I will take the kids' school calendar that I usually get in the beginning of August, and I will put all of those dates on my Google Calendar through the end of the school year. I will also set up our carpooling if we're going to have any, or if my mother-in-law will pick the kids up on a day after school consistently. I put that in there. I put in all of our holidays, all of our birthdays, and I get a feel for when are going to be really busy times of the year for us. Now, it may not seem this way, but September to December is the best time. In September is the best time for you to start blocking out time for any of your personal goals. So if you want to get in shape and run a marathon, or if you want to organize your house this year, now is when you put in that 15 to 30 minutes a day or 3 hours on a Saturday for that goal. Whatever you set in place in the end of August and beginning of September will stay in place until next summer. It may go away, but the odds of adding that time in October or February are it's so much harder than if you do it in September. So this is when you typically put that time in your calendar. Other things that you're going to naturally want to organize during this September to December timeframe will be clothing. You'll naturally go through all the clothing in the fall, yours, your children's, your spouse's, if they'll let you, anybody's clothing that you can. And December is the best time to organize the storage room. Now, what I've also found about the way that I organize my year is that each of the months start out very structured and organized, and the last month is chaotic and overwhelming. So September is a very structured and organized month, I would say for almost everybody. It is a structured and organized month. By December, I think most people would recognize that you're overwhelmed and chaotic because we have Thanksgiving that quickly goes into Christmas or Hanukkah and all of the extra things that come at that time. It's a very social month. They usually end in very social months also. So September is usually a time where you are on your own trying to get to each of the kids' parent-teacher nights, getting the schedule in place, making sure they have their uniforms, you know, figuring out your carpooling ride to work. All of those things happen, but they're on you. Like, you're organizing your schedule. By the time you get to December, you're thinking about kids' school activities that are for the end of the year. Sometimes they have exams before Christmas. Your family has expectations on time. If you work, there are usually work obligations that are social at that time. Your friends also want to hang out then. So you start very structured and alone, and you end up very chaotic and with a lot of friends. Definitely fun, but not organized. So then we start out the longest of my New Year's, which is from January to May. So in January, most people would attest that they try to plan a schedule. Now, if you have kids school age, it's not like you're going to plan your schedule then for the entire year because you don't know what their fall school schedule is going to be. So January to May is the longest block of time that I schedule, which starts out structured in January with New Year goals that we're all going to hit, correct? And it ends in the chaotic May, which we'll talk about at the end. You have the most time available during this stretch. So any bigger, longer goals will go in this stretch. And then also, if you're in the United States, this is the time of year where you will spend the most time indoors. So because almost this entire season is spent indoors, this is the best time to organize paper and taxes and photos and crafts and quiet activities. And sometimes you'll even get trapped inside because of snowstorms, or you won't want to go out because it is so cold. And you're also, though, fighting this natural hibernating feeling like you really don't want to do anything. Like, you're trapped inside and you could organize inside, but you could also binge watch a whole season of something on Netflix in one day. So you get trapped and kind of in this hibernating, and the days are so short, like as far as the light, and you're stuck inside and you get into kind of this funk. And so you don't get as organized as you could because you just don't have the amount of motivation and energy that you have in other seasons until spring comes. And that's also in this block, and that usually happens sometime in March or April. And then all of a sudden, you want everything out. Like everything has to leave the house and get out. And that is part of you preparing for the busy spring activities that are coming. And it signals you that it is time to start planning some summer structure. The best time for you to work on activities in this season would be on Saturdays and Sundays, because there aren't as many outside of the house activities on Saturdays and Sundays from January to April. And it's dark when you get home from work or the kids get home from school and you're in that hibernating feeling. It's really, really hard to do a 15-minute a day challenge after work or school during the winter months. It's much easier to get up on a Saturday, make a nice hot coffee, turn on a movie or turn on music, and get organized while it's light outside. Now you're going to end up from your structured May in your structured January in your chaotic May. So I don't know anybody who isn't crazy by the time May comes. Like there are baby birds being born. Lots of people have actual babies then. People are preparing for weddings. There are graduations. Soccer and all those sports go nuts in May. Like spring sports are crazy, especially here in Ohio. I don't know about where you are, but I don't know anybody who can hang out with their girlfriends in May because they are so busy with all of the family activities that they have going on. So May is the end of the school year. You've got to get the kids end of the year gifts or exams, or they're transitioning out of that and figuring what they're going to do in summer. What I find is my biggest potential pitfall, which I haven't fallen into yet, but I'm sure this is going to relate to you, is when the kids have spring break or when you have that spring break time in your schedule, if you don't plan your summer then what happens is you get caught up in the momentum of the spring cleaning, right into all this busyness, and all of a sudden it's June and you haven't planned anything. You haven't planned the family vacations. You haven't planned activities for your kids if they're going to be any. You haven't planned for your business. I find this in direct sales a lot. People do jumpstart January and they do all of these home parties and they think that it's going to go straight through the summer, and it doesn't, because everybody gets super busy in May. It's really hard to book any parties in May. So if you can't book parties in May, you can't book parties from parties. And then all of a sudden you're in June and you don't have parties on your books, and it's really hard to get somebody to book them until you hit your next organizing season, which is going to be in September. So if you are not proactive about your third new year, as I call it, then your third new year is just really a wash and you wonder what happened with your summer. Now, for some people, that's great. But for me, the summer is definitely the most unstructured season that I plan for. And I bet you can guess, I like structure. Like I really, really like it a lot. And I just feel like a blob and that my brain has been sucked out of my head when there isn't any structure whatsoever. And I don't really like it. Like I don't like it that way. And I could be fun. I'm working on being more fun. But there needs to be some kind of structure, at least for me to be happy. So the June to August is the shortest new year that I plan for. It's usually it's as long as my kids' summer vacation. So it's usually 10 to 12 weeks. But again, if you don't have children and you're working 9 to 5, you will notice that you still have these New Year's. They just might not be as pronounced as mine are. You need to keep your goals small. We go into June and we're like, I am going to reorganize the entire house. And the only people that I see that actually successfully do that in the summer months, go ahead, prove me wrong, I would love it, are teachers. And I was a teacher. So I know that it's like anything that I wanted to be done personally or for my house had to really get done from June and July. And I could have organized my entire house in June and July as a teacher, because that's how motivated I was. But for people who are home year round, work 9 to 5, you know, have those obligations, it is really hard to do the 100-day challenge in the summer. But teachers, they can do it. They can do it, and they do it well. So keep your goals really small. And get as much done in June as possible. So what I do is I usually sit down in May, and June and July, even though I don't teach anymore, June and July is when I focus on all of our home repair needs, I guess, is the best way to say it. And I sit down in May and I make a list as long as I can of every single thing that if I could wave a magic wand would get fixed or done over the summer. So repainting the trim, fixing the doors that Hunter ruined, steam cleaning the carpets, washing the windows, weeding the vegetable gardens, planting a vegetable garden, you know, anything that I want to get done, I make on a big long list in May. And then I have a kitchen cabinet door. When I open it, I tape it on the inside of that door. So whenever I'm bored or wondering what I could tackle next, I open the door and look at that list. And I'm always surprised that I forget what's on that list. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I put that on that list. When I plan this time of the year, I need to just know that July is going to be a waste and plan on it. Because I'm in that May frantic, busy mode, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be able to do so much work this summer, like record so many podcasts and build these programs and do all of these things. And I do great in June. And then July comes. And it's like you're in quicksand, and the more you fight it, the more you're drowning. And by the time we get to the beach, at the end of July, I've just given up. I'm like, fine, it's hot, the days are long, we're social, it's not going to be structured, my brain cells don't work. So I have to plan on the fact that I'm really not going to get very much done in July. However, the day October 1st comes, it is so expensive because my kids, like the kids are so expensive to get them to go back to school now is crazy. And the amount of things that it takes to get kids back to school, there's a lot that needs to be done. So in June, I focus on the house and any projects I personally want to do. The kids are happy to be off school and have the unstructured days. In July, we're all unstructured and brain dead. And then in August, I'm fighting that and staying in air conditioning more and kind of trying to revitalize my brain cells so that I can have a great start to the school year for the kids and get done everything that needs to get done in order to get them back to school. This time of year, the best way to get organized is to use small chunks of time early in the day. I'm a morning person, so I say early in the day. If you're an evening person, then late at night, because it seems like in the summer, we don't even need as much sleep. So I would get up early on a Saturday and I would get a project done before the kids and Greg would even get up. And my kids can easily start some big project at 6 or 7 at night in the summer and work until midnight or 1 and keep going on that project. So whichever is your best time frame, morning or night, go ahead and dive into those projects because the energy and the sun of the summer really helps you go through this. So cool mornings or late nights are best. And then August is again that crazy time. That's when you're going to have all these back to school picnics, family reunions, a lot of family vacations are in August. Although it's like in the US, school is starting like the first week in August now. It used to be like the last week in August. So my kids go back the third week in August, but some kids go back right away in August. But August is that chaotic time when you're getting ready for back to school. You're trying to sneak in another family vacation or another family experience before the structure starts in. You'll spend extra time outside just talking to neighbors and friends while barbecuing, and then you come back inside and go, oh, that's right, I didn't get anything done on that list. Well, I'll do that tomorrow. So it tends to be, again, starting more structured, ending more chaotic. So that is how I plan my year. I plan my year 3 different times a year. I get out the Sunday basket, I go through the whole thing, I go through all of the schedules, and I start structured and end chaotic. September to December, January to May, and June to August. I would love to hear what you think about how I divide my year into 3 different years. And I wonder if you do the same thing. So you could find all of the show notes and leave me comments about this if you go to organize365.com/134. Now, the next couple podcasts, the next 3 podcasts that I'm going to record, Wednesday, Friday, and Wednesday, are all going to be about things that we have in our storage room. So I'm going to dive deep into some of the things that we're storing in our storage rooms and really tackle what we could do with those. You guys have a great week.